Demand for Uber and Lyft rides has plummeted during this COVID-19 pandemic. In an attempt to make up for lost revenue, Uber has expanded into package delivery and doubled down on its food delivery service. But it won't be enough to cover the shortfall. For more, we're joined now by Jessica Lesson. She's editor-in-chief of the Information. And Jessica, during a call with investors last month, Uber CEO said business was down 60 to 70% in Seattle because of this pandemic. Is it that bad everywhere?
So our reporters at The Information are hearing that, you know, it is down by about 50 plus percent across the board, and very similar situation for Lyft. Obviously, people are sheltering in place, and Uber's even running some TV ads telling people to stay home. So it has been deeply, deeply dramatic for the company, for sure. And really with no immediate end in sight.
Yeah, they've been trying lots of different things. So Uber's food delivery service, Uber Eats, is actually seeing a little bit of an uptick in business as people are taking they're ordering takeout. How much is this making up for this lost revenue?
It's really just a sliver in terms of what it makes up. The relative sizes of the business and their economics mean that, you know, while it's great that business is growing for Uber Eats, and we hear it's really growing, you know, by as much as 10% per week, which it is a large amount, it just doesn't make up. It's a fraction of the core business, and the economics are different in terms of how profitable it is to Uber. So we could see that it does shift even more consumers towards Uber Eats post-pandemic, and that would certainly be a good thing for the business overall. But in terms of near-term hit, it's still quite sizable.
Yeah, Uber is also getting in on other services like pharmacy deliveries. Thinking to the future and how this may offset some of the losses that they're saying, how is this going to work? And do you feel like it's going to make up for the shortfall?
It's fascinating because Uber actually dusted off an old service called Uber Rush that lets any business tap into its driver network to deliver goods. So it's cool to see a company kind of take an old product off the shelf and repurpose it. But I think demand and usage is just very small, and it's not, you know, creating enough demand too for drivers, who there's still many, many drivers on, you know, on the sidelines. And Uber lobbied to have gig workers like its drivers included in the CARES Act. So there will be some relief for them there. But I think that's one aspect to this that, you know, is pretty devastating. And these ancillary services really aren't anywhere near the volumes that would give work to all its drivers.
Yeah. So some relief for those drivers under the CARES Act, but are the companies also providing any additional support for its employees?
It is. You know, it's announced a variety of things. I think, you know, some of it is on the realm of sort of sick pay and as well as PPE for those who are able to work and out and about. You know, we've seen that some drivers have put barriers, plastic barriers, yep, between them and their passengers. And we also saw this in China quite a bit with Didi, the leading ride-hailing app out there. So I think the company has certainly been very active during this period. It's just, of all the kind of industries hit, it's really up there in terms of the impact.
Yeah, so taking a step back, really, and looking at the overall impact, you know, we've been talking for several years about these companies losing money. We were talking last year about Uber losing more than $8 billion and Lyft more than $2.5 billion. The bigger question is, can they really survive this? Or really, like to what you were saying earlier, will this reshape the ride-hailing industry?
I do think Uber is probably well-positioned to kind of emerge from the other side. I mean, it's interesting, actually. Part of the drain on Uber's business has been subsidies to recruit and attract drivers. That goes away because all of a sudden you've got a very eager-to-work workforce. So there's clearly a path for Uber emerging on the other side. In Lyft's case, you know, it's in a much rougher shape as a business. It's much smaller. The company doesn't have the multiple revenue streams like food delivery that Uber does. You know, I think it's more of an open question with Lyft. I wouldn't be shocked to, you know, see it maybe as an acquisition target post this, if it couldn't totally get back on its feet. The tough thing is both of these companies were making big strides towards becoming more profitable in recent years. After they went public, you know, investors wanted that loud and clear, and they were making big progress. So, you know, I think it's hard to tell, but I don't think either of these companies will ever be the same.
That's Jessica Lesson, editor-in-chief of The Information. As always, thank you.
Thank you, Tanya.